जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. practice, he came across the spiritual master Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, And on his instruction, he dedicated his full life for teaching this method of Krishna consciousness. And then he became a spiritual doctor as well. He's practicing. And he has been practiced medical services in Mayapur, which is the headquarters of ISKCON, for 5-6 years. Then he became vice president of Kolkata temple for 3 years. During his stay in Kolkata, he started preaching in many prestigious institutions like IIT Kharagpur. And then he moved to Ujjain, and then he helped in establishment of and the management of a very huge ISKCON temple, we know ISKCON Ujjain. Then he was awarded the Order of Sannyas recently in last year, and he is preaching now all over the world, including Europe, Australia, South Africa, Bangladesh and many places, and giving seminars in many IITs and many coaching institutes in Indore and Bhopal and many other places. Today, on our request, he has come here to bless with the association. So we request him to treat our disease also. And we welcome him by loudly chanting 3 times.
After a long time, and again going tomorrow, Calcutta via Delhi, then to Bangladesh. So I'll come up 2.5 months. We are so fortunate that we have come across in such a great philosophy, Krishna consciousness. In our knowledge, we cannot see anything accidental happening. Whatever you see, anything somebody has created, maintained by someone, and with that idea, we can easily imagine this world has created by someone. Though we have not seen him, it does not mean that there is no creator. Like the mobile you have not seen the creator, but someone has created. In the same way, the world has created by someone. And when he has created, he has also responsibility to function properly and maintain that. So Lord has created this world. He has given Vedas to function it properly and to understand it properly, he has sent, he personally came and sometimes sent teachers. Like not only spiritual subject matter, material also, like material world, Newton's law, nobody understood by meditating. How you got to know Newton's law? Through our teacher. Teacher got this knowledge from? His teacher. He got from? His teacher. He got from? From Newton, he taught someone in Sanskrit. It is not by meditating someone got to know the Newton's law. In the same way, the spiritual knowledge also comes in Sanskrit. It is called disciplic succession. Disciple to disciple. That is what it is called, disciplic succession, and in Sanskrit called Guru Parampara. And we can see this knowledge is so perfect. We can see in our the knowledge of newspaper, it become old after few hours. And so many information in the newspaper are wrong. If something is written about yourself also, if you read that, you laugh at it. What is written? If something is written about your medical college or your any institution, if you read that, you will find so many mistakes. Am I true? And one day, one week, this knowledge is useless. Still we read that knowledge. And our academic book, that is also changing every few years. Edition is changing. Why? It requires something to add and something to deduct. But the knowledge of Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, is more than 5,000 years ago. So till today, this same edition is going on. How perfect this knowledge is. And Lord sent so many pure devotees to teach that. One of the pure devotees is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. We are so fortunate that he took birth in India. His pranam mantra, we say, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tena Vishnu Padaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, I offer my humble obeisances. Vishnupad. Vishnupad means he who is situated in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnupada. Pada means feet. So he who has achieved the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How to achieve that? Krishna Prasthaya. Prasthaya means very dear. Without becoming dear, nobody can do this. If you want to reach there without becoming dear, yes, somebody can. Who is that? Terrorist. Then what will happen to them? They will die. So if you want to reach and remain peacefully, then you have to become dear one. Krishna Prasthaya. Prashta means very dear. Krishna Prashta, very dear to Krishna. Bhutale. Bhutale means, you know Bhutale? Hindi word is Bhutale. Plane mein kabhi utha aap log? Plane mein? Wo to likha hai, Bhutale Beg. No, Bhutale, Bhutale Beg. Bhutale means? In this planet. Bhumi means? Bhumi. Bhumi is actually Prithivi. In Bengali, geography is called Bhugol. What is called in Hindi?
Bhugol.
What is the meaning of Bhugol? Bhumi means Prithivi, Gol means goal. That is your Bhugol. See, you don't know the meaning, huh? The Bhugol means? Bhugol. Prithivi is round. That is why it is called Bhugol. Krishna Prashta is Bhutal. Bhutal means in this world. So actually, he is very dear to Krishna in this world. When he comes in this world, that means there is another world. So what is that another world? There everybody is dear to Krishna. In here, like in the jail, How many people dear to the president or government? No one. Because if they are following the rules, they should not be there. Those who are in the jail, those who are put into the jail, they are lawbreaker. That is why they are thrown there. But outside the jail, everybody is
law abiding.
But if someone is there in the jail, who is there? Who is abiding the law?
Jailer.
Is the representative of? So here, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, when that words come, that means not so many people in this world are dear to Krishna. We have come from different place, where there everybody Krishna is dear. To understand that point, see, in our we can see in front of us two types of things, animate and inanimate. Why animate? What is the difference between animate and inanimate? What is the difference? Animate? Is this animate or inanimate?
Animate.
This one animate or inanimate?
Animate.
Animate or inanimate?
Inanimate.
I am you? Animate. What is the difference?
Sensation.
Life. Sensation. Motion. Why is that? Simply due to presence of soul. While this soul, that is called animate, while there is absence of soul called inanimate. Now, just think about, if you take out soul from everyone, what will happen? This area? Whole area, why there is space? Like if you go to the ocean, what is there everywhere? Water. But if some water holds some air, what will happen? Forms bubble. But if you take out the bubble, take out the water, air, what will happen? Again, everything? Water. That means air is not coming from the water. Air is coming from somewhere, and when water holds some air, that forms bubbles. Is it very difficult to understand this analogy? So, in the same way, when some matter holds any spirit soul, then become animate. So if you take out that soul, then what will happen?
Inanimate.
That means this whole world actually inanimate. So if we see some bubble in the ocean, that means air has come from somewhere, not from the bottom of the ocean. Is it clear? In the same way, in this material, whole is matter. Why this some soul has entered, that become? So from that conclusion, discussion or logic, it is very easy to understand soul has come from some other place. Is it understandable? The soul has come from some other place. Like if you go to the stadium, you have seen so many people. If you go to the station, so many people. By seeing that place, you can easily conclude that people has come from some other places. They are not staying here. Anybody can imagine. In the same way, by seeing the nature of this world, you can easily conclude that soul, the conscious being, has come from some other place. And due to that, become conscious of that thing become animate. And if we think If you know, if you believe that it has come from some other places, if it has come from some other place, what is that place? This thing has come from that place is conscious, that means that place is supremely conscious. Is it true? So this conscious being has come from some other places. That means that place is supremely conscious. Now what is that place? Like when we are seeing it from here, the sun. When a seeing something is seeing, easily can imagine from where this shine sunshine is coming, must be there very big fiery thing. If you put thermometer here is 40 degrees Celsius, so from where it is coming maybe 1000 Celsius. Is it very difficult to understand? In the same way, if soul, the conscious being is coming from some places, must be that is supremely conscious. What is that place? And think about, are we body or soul? When we say, it is my body, then who am I? If I say, this is my body, that means I am not body. It's a common sense. If I say it is my body, that means I am not this body, then who is that I? And as they say I am this body, that means conscious being. So as this conscious being has coming from that place, so should you not know that place? Should you not try to go there? If you don't try to go there, are you intelligent? So should we want to become intelligent? See, if some goat is eating grass and another goat is slaughtered next to him, the goat will understand after some time, I will be also slaughtered. He is done. Why? He is not intelligent. But if someone can see what will happen next day, that means he is intelligent. See, you are studying 20 years, 25, 30 years. Why? To become happy? To remain happy whole life. You can see, if you don't study, then our life will be miserable. That means you have knowledge, you can see. So you are better than goat. Am I true? So those who are most intelligent, they can see what will happen after death. Those who can see after death, are not they more intelligent than those who don't understand? So can we able to see what will happen after our death? Can we see?
No.
We cannot see. So that means we are less intelligent, those who can able to see. Now we may say, oh, how they can see? It is not that you have to see through eye, you can see through intelligence also. Are you seeing, able to see my soul?
No.
But when I am seeing, you can easily conclude that I am not dead. So we can understand through intelligence. Like, can you measure the distance of a river, width of the river from this side? Can you measure? Who can measure? There is a river. If from this side, can you measure how? What is the distance of this river? Who can measure? Nobody can. You have forgotten everything. So let's give a geometry class. Give this one. Just out of curiosity. Just start with him. You are here. Can you measure from this side how much distance of the river? Who can measure? Nobody? You have never heard? Who will learn? I think I have learned this in class 6 or 7. From here, you can take one point here. Just think of it. See one tree. And go one place. See the distance. And go another place. See the distance and go back and go draw this tree line. Now this distance actually distance of this river. Jamiti, aapne bhul kya kya? It is somehow this angle is equal, this angle is equal, this distance this is equal. That means this distance is this equal. Bhul kya sab? This ko aap log? इतना जल्दी इस तरह तो उधर जाना पड़ेगा मेजर का यह से पता कर चाहते ओके हैव यू सीन द बेंजीन रिंग किसने देखा है हाउ हैव सीन दैट
ओन कॉपी
बट इट इज कंक्लूडेड दैट बेंजीन मींस C6H6 And every scientist has confirmed that hydrogen has only one bond. If hydrogen has one bond, surely one hydrogen will not catch another hydrogen. If hydrogen has one bond and catch another hydrogen, this will fall down. He cannot stay the other. So surely, as hydrogen only one bond, he should bind with carbon. So as H6, that means all six, they'll catch another six carbon. And another carbon, if there is there, then every carbon has another three. So who will bind? If they bind each carbon another carbon, then make a ring. Then still, there's three bond of carbon, one hydrogen with another two carbons. The carbon has four bond, where will go? Then there will be another three place extra bond. Now nobody has seen that, but every scientist chemist has accepted that. Why? Through knowledge, because no other logic is better than this. To give any type of structure, no one is better than this type of structure. It is not that we have to see. And through eye, we cannot understand. It is salt or sugar, how will you understand? Through eye, we cannot. So, we may not have seen from where we have come, but we can easily understand. Prabhupada has given nice analogy to understand that. We have not seen our grandfather's grandfather, but we can understand. It is not that we have to see grandfather's grandfather. Without seeing grandfather's grandfather, we can easily understand, yes, some was that. At least not for monkey. If we believe Darwin's law, forefathers are monkey, but at least not 2-3 generations, maybe thousands. Though we don't believe that. So though we have not seen that spiritual world, but we can easily understand. Yes, there's some place is supremely conscious, we have come from there. Now question may come, why I have forgotten that? Why you have forgotten that? That means we have unconscious about that reality. We have forgotten means we are unconscious about that reality. We are unconscious. How we have become unconscious? Okay, I will come that point after how we become. Like if someone is unconscious, what is your duty?
To make it conscious.
If someone, you got to know some relative has got car accident. Yeah, you went there, the five people, everybody unconscious. What will you do? Admit them in hospital. And after admitting, where will you go? Cinema? What will you do? If you admit the doctor will automatically come, you have not to call. You have just to wait and see. What will happen? You are waiting for what? To see? You are legally waiting for what? When consciousness will regain? You are in the ICU, your five relatives are there, doctors are treating, you are waiting for what? When the consciousness will regain? And someone is moving his leg, how will you feel? Happy, and you will immediately go there. What will you do? You will ask, uncle, how do you? Then he is not responding. How will you feel? Consciousness has not regained. And another, he has opened his eyes. You say, he has gained consciousness. You again go, mama, how are you? Then, still he is not responding. That means, he has not yet regained his consciousness. But if someone asks, why I am here? Who has brought me? Have you any doubt about his consciousness?
No.
What do you think? If someone asks, Bhulu, Manu, why I am here? How will you feel by hearing that? Will you feel happy? I have brought them in the hospital, his consciousness regained. In the same way, if someone asks this type of question, from where I have come, why I am here, what was my problem, why I am suffering, I don't want to die, I don't want to become sick, I don't want to become old. Who is forcing me to accept all these miserable things? If someone can ask such type of question, that means his consciousness has regained. If that question arises, if that question has already arisen in your mind, that means you have regained your consciousness. But till today not arise this question in your mind, that means you are unconscious. Have any doubt about it? Okay, you have regained your consciousness. But if your relative had not yet regained that consciousness, what will you do?
To regain his consciousness.
Put him in hospital. To regain his consciousness. So we have come from that supreme conscious place. We have forgotten. We have come for a long time. Now, why you have forgotten? Why forgotten? Why that relative, five relative forgotten? Due to accident. Accident, their consciousness, this brain is a conscious, that they block. In the same way, if we take some chemicals by injecting that or eating that, we also lose consciousness, especially toxins, poisons. If someone is bitten by a snake, What happens? He becomes unconscious due to the poisonous effect of the snake bite. Now, what is poison? What you have drunk that is poison? Like when you are working in a bank, doing salary 10,000 per month, and you are maintaining family, you are using that money for going to gym and eating food, you have become healthier. But apart from the 10,000, which is not belongs to you, if you take that money and use that, what will happen? That money will act as a poison. You are taking your salary, that is nourishing you. But apart from that, your quota, if you take something other, that will work as a poison. And due to taking that, you will thrown into prison. You will suffer. You will undergo some punishment. The same way, Lord has given some quota for us. If we capture others quota, which does not belong to me, that will act as a poison. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And when we are enjoying that without His permission, the same thing is acting as a poison. And due to that poisonous effect, we are now unconscious. And when we are thrown into the prison house, someone should go there. Yes, due to your mistake, you are here. People, after going to the prison house, they don't understand. That is why government made some arrangement. They sent some social worker to make them understand. Please give up your illegal activities, follow the rules of the state. In the same way, Lord also sent His pure devotee. Normally in this world, all are criminals, in the bhutal. But those are very dear to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is one of them. He was sent by Krishna. Krishna Krishna Bhutal. And His name is Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami. He is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And from where He got that knowledge? It is not that by meditating He got this. No. Even superintendent of the jail, he was deputed by his boss. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada is sent by his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He has imparted the knowledge. His spiritual master got that knowledge from his spiritual master. So that is why Prabhupada is told, Namaste Saraswate Deve. Srila Prabhupada was the dearmost disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Saraswate Deve means dearmost disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Namaste Saraswate Deve. After that, Gauravani Prachari. Why he become dear? How to become dear with someone? If you follow someone's instruction, you'll be dear to him. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922, in his first meeting, he instructed him, please, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in English language. What was the instruction?
English.
Please, in English language, the message of Lord Chaitanya. Gauravani. Gauravani Pracharini. When he was instructed by his spiritual master, do this. And Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada did that. Because that was his spiritual master's instruction. Then he preached the message of Lord Chaitanya. And by doing that, he became very dear to his spiritual master. That is why, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini. Simply by preaching the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became dear to his spiritual master. And what was the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the teaching? Who knows? What is the teaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is called Achinta Vedavet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the philosophy he has given, that is called Achinta Vedavet Darshan. Achinta means? Achinta. Beyond our imagination. Achinta. Chinta ke pare. Achinta. Beyond our imagination. So he has given that philosophy that is beyond our imagination. What is that? Bhedabhed. Bhed means? Bhed means different. Abhed means? Non-different. So Bhedabhed means? Different and non-different. Same time. Same time different and same time non-different. Is it possible at the same time, like you are inside the room, at the same time you are outside the room? Is it possible? You are in Indore, at the same time you are in Delhi. At the same time. Is it possible? If somebody said yes, it is true. That means it is beyond our imagination. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that philosophy. What is Vedavet? The Lord and the living entity. Atma and Paramatma. Same, at the same time, different. Both are true. How is it possible? Jivatma, Paramatma. Soul and Super Soul. At the same time it is equal, at the same time it is different. How it is possible? It is beyond our imagination. Achinta. Darshan, philosophy. That is why his philosophy called Achinta Vedavet Darshan. Shankaracharya's philosophy was? Shankaracharya's philosophy was? Philosophy was? Jivatma and Paramatma is the same. His philosophy like, this is Paramatma. And if you make small, small pieces, these are soul. These are soul and this is super soul. And when it is united together, and again it will be super soul. This is the philosophy of Shankaracharya. He said, soul and super soul are same. But Vaishnava Acharya said, if by uniting with the super soul, soul with the super soul, you become super soul, that means if we took all the parts and make everybody soul, that means there is no super soul. Is it true? If everybody become a small, small soul, there is no super soul. How it is possible? They also told that give one philosophy. One merges with that like one spark. If you put in the sun, what will happen? It looks like it merges with that. A small spark merges with the big spark. But the Vaishnava acharyas give nice example. They said, if you put one fish in the water, this fish is not merging with the water. A less intelligent people may think, fish has merged with the water. But the intelligent people easily understand that the fish is maintaining his existence blissfully in the bottom of the water reservoir. He has not lost his identity. From a distant place, we can see a bird is merged, a green bird is merged in the green forest. A childish mentality or a less intelligent person may think the bird is merged in the forest. But intelligent people will understand, no, it is not merging. Bird is blissfully enjoying the atmosphere of the air. This Vaishnava philosophy is saying, no, it is different. Super soul and soul is always different. There, Shankaracharya's philosophy was Advaita. Daita means two. Shankaracharya, no two. Advaita, no two, do. It's one, Advaita. And Vaishnava Acharya said, no Advaita, Daita. Two. Soul and super soul is always different. This is the philosophy. Two philosophy. One is Shankaracharya's philosophy, Advaita, and Vaishnava philosophy is Daita. That conflict is going on for a long time in Hindu religion, Sanatana religion. Somebody said the relationship Advaita, somebody say Daita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combined together. He said, now both you are right. How? A glass of water. Chemical composition? H2O. This composition and the ocean of water, both are same. So, qualitatively, one glass of water and ocean water is the same. That is why you call it heat water, that is also water. As qualitative similarity, but quantitatively different. We cannot see this is ocean.
Yes.
Ocean is ocean. Why? There is a quantitative difference. But at the same time, qualitatively same. We cannot say this is water. Also, one ship can float in this in the glass of water. No, why? Due to quantitative difference. Prabhupada has given another example: a gold ring and gold mine. Both are gold. Will you say gold ring is a gold mine? No. So quantitatively difference and qualitatively same. So soul and super soul. Soul also Satchit Anandamaya and super soul also Satchit Anandamaya. Qualitatively same. Sat means eternal. Sat. Satya Vastu. Sat means eternal. Nitya Shashvata Sanatana. You have heard this word? Nitya Shashvata Sanatana means eternal. Sat. Chit. Chit means? Chit means? Chit means? Admi nahi bolta hai, but chetna hai nahi. Chit means knowledge. जो बेहोश है, ज्ञान नहीं है, ज्ञान नहीं, इसका तो चेतना नहीं. तो चित मीन्स नॉलेज. तो सोल सेकेंड क्वालिटी इज चित मीन्स नॉलेज एंड आनंद मीन्स आनंद ब्लिस. तो सचित आनंद सोल. तो लॉर्ड इज सचित आनंद. सचित आनंद सचित आनंद. द लिविंग एंटिटी ऑल्सो सचित आनंद. Have you seen any living entity wants to die? Have you seen any living entity? The insect wants to say, oh, my life is so insignificant, better I should die. No one wants to die. Why? As soul's property is sat, eternal. As soul is eternal, that is a no living entity wants to die. Because this is a sarup. Eternal constitutional position is eternal. Is eternal abhav. That is a no one wants to die. So, chit, no one thinks I am foolish. Everybody thinks, everyone thinks
I don't have anything.
I am most intelligent person. Like if someone never has tosses the cricket ball, still he want to give some suggestion to cricketers. Everybody think I am the most intelligent person. Not it is his mistake. Because the soul's nature is the chit, jnanmay, sat chit, and anandamay. You will not find any living entity he wants to suffer. Somebody says, oh, main mar jaunga, bach jaunga. Why you want to die? To become happy. Even you want to die, but become happy. So no one wants to suffer or enjoy. Why? That is the property of soul, sat-chit anandamay. But as sun is very big, it cannot be covered by cloud, but a spark from the sun, due to its minute nature, it may be covered by cloud. It's tiny and very big. In Sanskrit called Anu and Vibhu. Anu means very small, Vibhu means very big. As super soul is very big, that is why he is out of Maya. And soul is tiny, that is why is sense of covering by Maya. Prabhupada has given a nice example. Water is crystal clear in the cloud, but when it comes in contact with the earth, it becomes muddy. The same way, soul, when he was serving super soul, he is pure, crystal clear. But when he comes in contact with Maya, material world, it becomes contaminated. It does not mean that it has loses its fiery quality. Like, the state of science, you have read the cell, structure of cell. Cell, inside this cell, there is the old component called plastid. Who can remember the plastid? At least biology student, you should raise their hands. So, in the cell, plastid is there, not animal, it is in plant. And through the plastid, see the photosynthesis process, it absorbs energy from the sun. But you cannot see. But when you can see, in the wood, if you fire, you can see fire. If you eat rice, gehu, wheat, then it produces energy. Yes. Then why from where that comes? That plastid, through photosynthesis process, captures some energy from the sun, now is producing. So though we are not seeing fire in the inside the rice or wheat, but when time will come, it will produce. In the same way, soul, it's satchit anandamay, But due to contact with the Maya, it has loses its these qualities. But when you can see fire in the wood, when you are able to see, if it come in contact with another fire, then you can see, yes, there is fire in the wood. In the same way, all soul are Satchidanandamaya. When one pure devotee is already connected with this super soul, Satchidanandamaya, when he touches, then that living entity will show his that quality, Satchidananda. So that philosophy, the relationship between the soul and super soul, the Shankaracharya said Advaita and Vaishnava Acharya said Dvaita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't fight each other, both are right. Yeah, both are right, but it is why you are fighting? Because it is beyond your imagination, achinta. That is your fighting. But accept it. So that philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, is broadcasted by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Prishtha Bhutale. Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschata. This Nirvishesh. Nirvishesh means Vishesh. Vishesh means special. Nirvishesh means something. Nothing. Nirvishesh means? Vishesh means something. Nirvishesh means nothing. So that philosophy of Advaita, living entity and soul is same. The another philosophy is that the Lord is Nirgun. So when he comes in this world, he took some form. Actually, he has no form. Those who are saying in Sasya, they are called Nirvisheshvadi. The Advaita philosophy, they are called Nirvisheshvadi. They say Lord has no form, Nirvishesh. But the Vaishnava Acharya, they are called Savisheshvadi. They accept the form of the Lord. Then again they fight. One group saying Lord has no form, and another person saying Lord has form. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both are right. How? Srila Prabhupada has given an example. Sun, from sun we are getting heat. Has heat has any form? No form. But can you separate this heat from the sun? The sun shine. Can we say it is not sun? But at the same time we cannot say it is sun. Is it clear? Sunshine is sun, at the same time it is not sun. But this sun has two forms. This heat is formless and sun has another form. So sun has two forms. One is sun is a round globe. It has form, but as heat, he has no form. So sun has two qualities. He has form, at the same he has no form. We have form, but when we are telling something in the recording, and if you tell someone, that will work. But that recording has no form. But that is our energy. So energy has no form. Is it clear? We have two things. Our energy, we are energetic. The energetic has form, energy has no form. So we have two forms, two things, form and formless. As we are created by the Lord, so how Lord become formless? So Lord also has form and also formless. Both are right. But Lord has no material form. That is why this Nirvisheshvadi, they are thinking that Lord has no form. Those are Nirvisheshvadi, Nirakarvadi, impersonalist, they are thinking that Lord has no form. But due to the preaching of Srila Prabhupada, he established that Lord has form. And another group is called Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi means voidist. Shunyavadi means Shunya, nothing is there. That means atheist. So due to the powerful preaching of Srila Prabhupada, he has kicked out two philosophies. One is Nirvishesh-vadi, one is Shunyavadi. And he has established his Achinta Vedavad Darshan. Yes, Lord has form and he is energetic and his energy also is formless, but he is energetic, he has form. He is not void. So Srila Prabhupada has established that philosophy and it is our duty to understand that philosophy. And by distributing that philosophy, we should help this world. This is the best welfare activity for humanity at large. So become intelligent, accept this philosophy wholeheartedly and preach this philosophy throughout the world. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Even after continuously listening that we are not this body, we are soul, and God is God has a form, and we are understanding that through the eyes of scripture we are understanding all these aspects, but still why we are unable to rely completely, or why we are unable to wholeheartedly accept the complete things?
Good. If someone fails in CA exam 12 times, that means he never will pass. If you don't understand, you should not give up our endeavor. If I'm not understand now, yes, one day I'll understand. We should not give up our hope. Like, if you see, by a doctor is prescribing calpol. By eating calpol, someone is free from fever and headache. If someone, after giving, someone is not working, what does it mean? For today, calpol is not working? No, maybe some problem. Yeah, is some problem of either he is not eating, or he is vomited out, or diarrhea, or some other problem. So there is some maybe mistake in the process, but path is not wrong. You see, from this medical college, thousands of people become doctor. How can think, if I admit, maybe from tomorrow medical college is stopped, nobody will get any degree. We are seeing by coming in contact with ISKCON, so many people become pure devotees. So, if I practice, I will become also pure devotee. Don't give up hope. Any other question?
My question was that you mentioned that in one example that accidentally one accident happened, then we try to make them unconscious person to conscious in those places, right? So when we have forget our relationship with the Lord, so that's why we have sent this world as an accidentally or what the Lord.
So now, what is the cause of coming over here? If you have a company, you have appointed thousands of people. So why will send him someone to put into the jail? Why? When he will not work properly. Why? Why not working properly? He understood his relationship. You are the owner. He should work for your satisfaction. When he has forgotten that, and due to that he is working wrongly, that is it. You always keep in your mind, I am not the owner, I should work for the satisfaction of the Lord. There is no question of committing mistake. Is clear? Any other question?
He forgot about our past life. And whenever got the accident and he lose consciousness and he forget everything about his dead life, then how do we differentiate between these two?
If someone has forgotten past life, how will he regain his
consciousness? No, we don't remember our past life. We don't know anything about what were we at. But in this life, if someone got accident and he forgot everything about this life, so
he can again remember past. So why the past? We can, after accident, we can again can regain our consciousness. So why you can don't understand what in past life? Is the question?
These two are also sort of unconscious.
Have you understood his question? Can you explain again?
We don't remember anything about our past.
Past life, okay.
So it is also a sort of unconscious. But when someone got accident and he doesn't remember anything else about his life.
He's also unconscious.
So he is also unconscious. So both of unconscious. But how do we differentiate?
Yeah, difference is that after death, we have woke up in other body. But after accident, when we get cured, we woke up in the same body. That is why we can remember the same body's incidents. But we cannot remember past life because we woke up in another body. That is we cannot remember. But if we become Krishna conscious, not only past life, past to past, we can remember everything. How? Through intelligence. Yes. Once upon a time was a dog and monkey. Now, it is not necessary to know all these things, but we can understand. Through knowledge. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sare Gaur Bhaktamani ki
jai.
Gaur Kanani
ki jai.
Adole
Deshbhakti
Prem Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Khara ho jao.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri
Jai Jai Thank you. Thank you. आचार्य जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन ललिता विशाखा जी की कृष्ण बंदन भगवान पति पावन गोविंदा प्रहलाद विष्णु भगवान सावेद गौर भक्त गौर के मान ऑल ग्लोरी टू द ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु राम गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी श्री श्री प्रभुपाद
जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद समवित गौर भक्त
Yes.
So you can go on?
Yes, we're sitting down.
You can go to the hole. So, we should take it. Okay. It's in the spirit, but in the water. It's a letter. So, now we should have a letter.
कौन है रचने बांधा अभी तुम्हारे जो उनको खा लिया
तुम लोग कितना है
अभी कॉलेज बंद
अच्छे नहीं प्रोग्राम पक
Thank you.
राजगुरु क्यों महाराज ये पूछ रहे हैं कि ऐसा भी आप लोग चाहते हैं कि जैसे ये लोग ऐसे रहते हैं ना अलग करके रह रहे हैं ना रुके हैं ना यहाँ पर ऐसे नहीं जैसे ये भक्त लोग जिस प्रिंस ये एक साथ रुके हैं जैसे तो आप लोग भी ऐसे चाहते हैं कॉलेज के बाहर अगर कोई ऐसे कॉलेज हॉस्टल के पास ऐसे कोई रूम मिल जाता है
प्रोग्राम के लिए प्रोग्राम करने के
आपका